Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and you enjoyed your holiday, your break. For me, it was Christmas. It was awesome. Went to church. It's, you know, it's all about Christ, and we celebrated with family. Not the way we would have wanted to. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law's been ill. We're supposed to meet up with her this week. We're hoping to do Christmas with her on Saturday, God willing. That's the plan. So, but we did miss them. It was different, but we still got to celebrate. I got to celebrate with my husband, my children, our dog, and we had a blessed one. Can't complain. And wanted to wish you all. I hope that you all are still enjoying your time off. And if you're back at work, I hope you're having a great day. And whatever it is that you're going through, I'm sending you big hugs and love. And I don't know what you might be feeling today or not. I never want to take that away from you. But just I hope your day gets better. And I hope you have a brighter day. And that the new year brings a better year or more promise than this year. And I know we still can be, you know, come out strong in this year, 2023. It's almost ending, and we always reflect back on what things to change and which things are not. But I would like to start this show with a new segment, speaking about coffee. I had done it before because we do have the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. But I wanted to start off by saying, you know, I had my morning coffee. I had my donut shop coffee, and I really like it. It's really, really good. And I also tried, I've been doing Dunkin' Donut coffee. Those two coffees were given to me by my dear friends at work back in Fuquay Varina Elementary. Liz Gorham, who's an amazing friend, been a dear friend. I've known her since I started subbing at Fuquay back in 2017. But we got, you know, became better friends like in, I think it was around 2018, 2019. She worked with Ms. Wanglin there, and Nicole and Tennille. All of them have become wonderful people I've known. And she gave me the donut shop coffee. And then I got to know Ms. Christie since this year, this school year. And we've known each other from last year. And Ms. Christie Stevenson got me the Dunkin'. So shout out to all of them, and thank you for all your blessings. But I have enjoyed the coffee. It's great. And I did try some espresso. I'm not a big fan of espresso, not to put anybody down, but I did try it out at the Sophie's Bar and Grill. Shout out to Hua Heating and Air for taking us to my husband's had like a dinner party there at the Sophie's Bar and Grill on Friday before Christmas, and we got together, and we did try the dessert, the espresso, and I did feel that it needed more sugar, even though espresso is supposed to be just one, you know, very strong coffee. But it was pretty good. But my favorite coffee is just either the regular coffee that you get, you know, when you brew it, and the coffee beans, like my father-in-law can brew really good coffee with his secret ingredient. He does put hazelnut, but he does the grinds the beans in his coffee maker, and you've seen that coffee maker if you follow my Instagram before when I've been there. But there's something about the way he grinds the beans and the hazelnut, you know, that's in there, that's very different. And of course I've gotten used to my Keurig, so that's usually how I have my coffee now. But I really, really did enjoy the Le Farm Americano coffee. That was so delicious. Shout out to Le Farm, and it's like a French, I think it's like a French bakery type, and they just built one here next to Powell, and here in Fuquay Varina, where I'm from in North Carolina, and shout out to all of them and their coffee. But, you know, I wanted to start the segment with coffee. If you want to share your segment of coffee and what you like best and how you like your coffee, and share your mug pictures, because I really love to see them. And I will be sharing on Instagram later this week about the new mugs that I got for Christmas. Like, I needed new mugs, and I am cleaning out mugs this week that I won't be using, I know, but I have too many I'm going to clear some up and then just leave the ones I need and just make more space in the house. But anyway, but I according to myself, I can never have too much mugs. But I'm very, very grateful for Christmas, for everything, you know, church. And of course, like I said, the reason is Jesus being born and all the beauty that comes with that and my family. And I just wanted to send a big shout out to all of you here at The Daily with Silstein. And I put variety in parentheses. I will be putting that because we're going to talk about many different things. But we'll be right back to start the show. I'm going to start with some recommendations of books. I had recommended Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And I hope that you got to enjoy reading that. And if you haven't, I hope you do. And it's, you know, they've made a lot of different stories about A Christmas Carol. Different, there's even Scrooge with Bill Murray, and different types of the Muppets came out with Michael Caine's in that, The Christmas Carol. And there's many different versions of it, but I really hope you took the time to read the book. But in any case, we'll be right back for more book recommendations, and we'll be going into writing tips and what's coming up for The Daily, and a lot of more segments to come. So we'll be right back, and happy, happy Wednesday. Thank you for joining me. And welcome back to The Daily with Silstein. Now through Spotify for Podcasters, where we also have The Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. Hope you're having a blessed day. Shout out to everyone. And I wanted to also start with recommendations of books that I want to recommend for today. I think one of the books that I would like to recommend that is... here. I want to recommend a book that was written a long time ago, and there was a movie on it as well. It is called Sybil, and I mentioned this because one of my coworkers started calling me Sybil, and there's different ways to spell it because my name is Sylvia, and she was just like, "Hey, Sybil." And she kind of brought up the name, and I thought about this book because it inspired my the thriller I'm writing, which is Battered Mind. And this book is called Sybil. It's by Flora Retta Schreiber, and it talks about an interesting character by the name of... Give me a moment here. I always misplace my glasses. And... But this book is very, it's like a thriller, but it's also part, I don't know, it feels like a memoir at times when I'm reading it. I've read it a long time ago, and it's just, I feel like it's so daunting because it is a story of, and I can't find my glasses, the ones that I need. Let me look that up here so I can read the synopsis from here. Sorry, guys. Sorry, folks. Happening live. I should have had my notes, which I do, but I wanted to recommend that book by Flora Retta Schreiber. So let me get into that. And they call it Spellbinding. This was published, I want to say, when does this book publish? Give me a moment here. Should have the publishing date here. Give me a second. 87-11. Give me a moment here so I can... Okay. All right, let me see. Give me a moment here. Let's see. Okay. It's the classic true story of a woman possessed by 16 separate personalities. More amazing than a work of fiction, yet true in every word, it swept to the top of the bestseller list and riveted the consciousness of the world. As an Emmy Award-winning film starring Sally Field captured the home screens of an entire nation, as it has endured as the most electrifying TV movie ever made. It's the story of a survivor of terrifying childhood abuse, victim of sudden and mystifying blackouts, and the first case of multiple personality ever to be psychoanalyzed. So you meet Sybil and her 16 selves, to whom she played host, both women and men, each with a different personality, speech pattern, and even personal appearance. You experience the strangeness and fascination of one woman's rare affliction and travel with her on a long, ultimately triumphant journey back to wholeness. And the book is, the paperback is at least, in some cases, $9.99, $26.99, depends where you get it. But I think they also, I'm not sure if it has an audio, I'm trying to see here. But I know that this book, when I read it, this was published back in 1973. And Flora Rhea Schreiber was the author of this book. And she wrote this book, and let's see about Flora. Okay, let me see. She wrote several other books, but this is one book that I believe I really recommend it. It's spellbinding. If maybe you've read it before, the movie starred Sally Field, and it was, you know, it really was a very terrifying look into what this woman, I think her name was Dorset. I'm trying to remember her first name. Here, let me see here. Sybil Isabel Dorset, that was her name, and basically it just discusses the different personalities that she had, and I just wanted to start with that book recommendation for today, and I hope you'll check it out. And if you're into that kind of intrigue, but if, like I said, I had recommended Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, and Charles Dickens has many books that I can recommend from his end as well. Let me see here. Okay, he has Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, A Tale of Two Cities, you know, among many Great Expectations. There's many, many books by Charles Dickens. And as you know, Charles John Dickens was an English novelist and social critic who created some of the world's best known fictional characters and is regarded by many as the greatest novelist of the Victorian era. So there's that. And then on, let me look up on Flora Rhea Schreiber. American journalist and author. Okay, let's see. She died in 1988, was an American journalist and the author of the 1973 bestseller Sybil. Flora Rhea Schreiber was an American journalist and the author of the 1973 bestseller Sybil. For many years, she was also an English instructor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. So, She wrote Sybil the Shoemaker, Your Child's Speech, Florida Schreiber. I guess she passed away when she was 70. Yeah, in 1988, I think. I think that's when she passed away, but she wrote a lot. So if you want to look them up, the books of Charles Dickens and, of course, Flora Rita Schreiber. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And the book is called Sybil, The Classic True Story of a Woman Possessed by 16 Personalities. And Sally Field does an amazing job. You know, sometimes films don't follow the book. I know there still was more to be told, but she did a really great job in her book and in the movie. And of course, Sally Field's one of a kind. But I just wanted to also recommend those books, and I hope you check them out. And we'll be right back with writing tips. So stay tuned here on The Daily with Silstein through Spotify for Podcasters. Welcome back to The Daily with Silstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters, parentheses variety, because now we're going to go switch gears and talk about writing tips for writing. So today I'm going to go briefly into something, going back again to the book by Amy Peters called The Writer's Devotional. 365 writing exercises, ideas, tips, and motivations on writing. So I'm going to go into the writer's devotional, and I'm going to focus on one thing today. It's divided into different weeks, so that always helps. And it goes into the different books by Amy Peters. She has The Writer's Devotional and The Writer's Daily Companion. So I guess that must be another book on writing. Let's see. And in this one, she says really quick, The Writer's Daily Companion, which I don't have yet. 365 inspirations and writing tips. Whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, composing screenplays or poetry, or simply trying to keep a more compelling journal or blog, this invaluable book will get your creative juices flowing. So it's kind of based off the same thing, like The Writer's Devotional, which I love. This is my favorite. It is, whether you're writing fiction, and this one, it gives you each day of the week, focuses on a different aspect of the writing life, from the business of writing to the nuts and bolts of editing to tips and tricks for getting past writer's block. And a lot of people have recommended this book. And let me see if there's anything else. Let's see. See if there's anything on Amy Peters. All right, I'm going to go into the writer's devotional for Amy Peters. Let's see here. We're going to start with the first week, and I may have already done this, but I'm going to start with the second week. I'm going to just go into how she goes into week one. First of all, she starts with, she says, this book would not have been possible without the help of many people. I'd like to thank, and she says, Pamela Liplander for her invaluable assistance in helping to make the book a reality. But I'd also like to thank the good folks at Sterling, Carlo DeVito for fostering such a great project, and Iris Blasi and Joe Radigan for picking up the ball and really running with it. We make a great team. Lately, I would like to acknowledge my husband, Peter, and two sons, Max and Chet, for their boundless patience and support. So her husband's name is Peter, and her name is Amy Peter, so I wonder if that's her married name or main name, because then they would be Peter Peters. And it's just making a funny joke, but nothing against anyone. Okay, so she has Monday Writers on Writing, Tuesday Motivation, Wednesday Writing Class, Thursday Editing, Friday Biography, Saturday Books to Read, and Sunday Writing Prompt. So I think that's really exciting that she divides it up and then has, you know, it's like, especially when you're doing, as I was talking about in my last episode that I did, I think last week or the week before, and I talked about National Novel Month or NaNoWriMo. You need this kind of motivation to help you write or stick to your writing sometimes. And a lot of us just write. We create a draft and then we go back and edit. But this book, The Writer's Devotional, I think hones your writing skills, because it divides it up into different weeks. Like, for example, let's say I'm doing week two, and she always starts with a quote. I'm going to read part of week two so I can read you a couple of the days. And I've gone over it before. I just wanted to make sure that... Okay, let me see. Okay. Let me see if it has anything on Amy there. Back to the Daily with Syl Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. My apologies, we had a brief interruption, so I'm gonna go ahead and continue. Like I said, we have the Writer's Devotional by author Amy Peters, and it goes into different types of writing, and it helps with National Novel Month or other things you might want to do, whether it's business or stuff you want to focus on. For writing, has different things, and it starts with different quotes by different authors. Like, for example, on week two, you have Writers on Writing, and it has a quote by an author, like a different type of author. Like, it could be anyone from Stephen King, or I'm not saying Stephen King said it, but like an author, you know, a famous author, you know, like Stephen King or anyone else. In this case, it has, like for week two, it has, let's see, let's do week one. I'll just go to week one. Or is it on Tuesday Motivation? Ben Stein. It has a quote, Tuesday Motivation is Ben Stein. And it says, the indispensable first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want. And that's a quote by Ben Stein. And Ben Stein's, it's like a kernel of wisdom. He's been, you know, he's been in different types of things that he does. Or you'll have a quote by the writer's digest writing class for Thursday editing. The key to revision is learning to look at your work with an editor's eye. Then she'll have like a paragraph where she writes about that author or different person, and then you work on the different skills that it asks you to do. For example, 1 week she could have on like week 10, Wednesday writing class, it'll say describe the most memorable first day of school, and you focus on that, and it tells you how to do that. And then for Thursday editing, it'll tell you ellipsis points suggest faltering or fragmented speech accompanied by confusions, insecurity, distress, or uncertainty. And they should be reserved for that purpose, according to the Chicago Manual of Style, which I do have. I don't know if I have the most revised one, but I do have it. And then it'll say for week 10, books to read. Like I recommended the books I recommended. For today, I said Charles Dickens and Flora Rita Shriver. But it has different things in here. And then Sunday is a writing prompt. You could say my favorite music group, and then you write about that. And different things that it offers. So I would highly recommend you trying to get the Writer's Devotional by author Amy Peters. There's also Stephen King on Writing, which I will have to share more about in the coming weeks. There's also This Year You Write Your Novel by Walter Mosley. That's a very slim, very not very thick book. There's many, many books out there. The Scene Book by Sandra Schofield. There's many, many books that help with writing. But today we discussed author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional. And I hope to go more into detail about that. And we'll be right back with my own writing journey, talking about that and what's to come, and the new newsletter for January. And I hope you all are having an awesome and fantastic day. And again, thank you for joining me on the Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. I hope you subscribe to the podcast. I hope you share the podcast. And I hope that you're enjoying your cup of coffee today on this rainy day, whether you're at work or at home or wherever you are. And I hope you're having a fantastic start to your Wednesday. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. And we're here to discuss, in parentheses variety, my own writing journey. I'm still working on my book, Battered Mind. I do have 3 solo novels that I've written, Closure, Chasing Clarity, and The Diary of a Broken Father. Now, those, Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father, I have not upgraded them to Ingram Spark. I plan to do that. But I do plan to edit Chasing Clarity, re-edit it, get it revised, and hopefully shared soon. And then The Diary of a Broken Father, I'm also planning to do the same. So I don't know if I'll upload them later because of that, or I'll upload them and then wait to re-edit them. But I do have Closure, a novella, I'm really grateful that I was able to upload them to Ingram Spark, and I hope that you will check it out as well. And I am working on Battered Mind. I know it's taking me a while. I'll be honest, I haven't really worked on it as much as I should. I need to, because I did get great advice. If you haven't checked out Readzy, please do. They have great editors, great information. You're going to have to pay for good editing and a good cover and everything. I got my cover thanks to Michael Dangerman. Please check out Mike Dangerman on Instagram. Shout out to my husband's cousin, who's a fantastic artist. And I got The Cost of Love as my cover for Battered Mind, and I love it. And he signed it. And shout out to you, Michael Dangerman, and all your family, especially your daughter, Sophia. And God bless you guys. And I wanted to say check out Reedsy. I was able to meet Rachel Stout. She did. She was a former book agent, and I was able to listen to her seminar or her webinar, and I was able to communicate with her. And she's a fantastic editor. Shout out to Rachel Stout, and just gave me great insight onto what I need to work on for my book. And I know it's taken a long time, but as she said, take your time on it. And I do communicate with her from time to time. But I just wanted to say Reedsy is the way to go. Check them out. And I just hope that I get this book going. And for all of you that are writing, that have dedicated your time to write, please make sure to take out your book if you have something to say. And I wish you much luck with your book and in everything you do. So shout out to all of you. But I am working on my book. This is the year I'm going to finish it for 2024. Hopefully it will be out later in 2024, not 2025, God willing. But I just wanted to say thank you for the support and for everything. I hope you'll tune in more to my at the Daily channel, The Daily with Sil Stein, through Instagram. I am not on X or Twitter. I got out of Twitter. I don't want to be on X. But I am on Facebook. I have my Instagram. I haven't updated my web page, but I have done my website through Tara James and Samantha Socorso and the newsletter. So hopefully I'll get more subscribers, more people, and more content. But if you need to email me, I'm at silwriter07@gmail.com. I don't know why I was going to give another address, but it's silwriter07@gmail.com. I have several emails, so I apologize. My work email, I have my other Sil Stein email, but this is the silwriter07@gmail.com. This is what happens when you have too many emails. But, excuse me. So I apologize. Sorry. I'm dealing with, it's not a cough. It's just from time to time I get allergies, and that's what that was. So I apologize. But, I really appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be right back with a wrap up of The Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. We'll be right back. And we're back with a wrap-up of The Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. And like I said in the other segment, my email is to reach me is silwriter07@gmail.com. So I hope that you send your emails to, like in the subject, put The Daily with Sil Stein. Tell me about, you know, how your day has been, how you like the show, the podcast, everything. So I hope you'll be able to share that with me. On this wrap-up, I just wanted to say I hope to have more author interviews, especially like Lori Fontanez, John and Destiny Constantine. Shout out to them. Please check out their books, The Journey with Dad, Book 1 and 2. They've been doing amazing with that in their podcast, Chasing Stories. Check them out. Also, my friend Joel Flair. I know we haven't talked in a while, but The Joel Flair Show. It's on Spotify. Please check him out as well. And all the author friends that I have, I hope to have you back on. Lori Fontanez, Alexander Ray, Jeff Brown, Chrissy Parker, you know, Melissa Foster, maybe. I know she's very busy, but I would love to have her on. Emerald Barnes, if she ever gets a chance to be on. And many other authors. If I left your name out, it's not, I'm not trying to. It's just, you know, all of you are welcome, but especially like my friends, like Lori Fontanes. I know she's been working on a few books. I think it's Bria Lexer, Isabel Castruita. I hope that you can come on the show and talk about your books. I know you've been doing this a long time. And, you know, and I'll be recommending more books, my own as well as others, new authors. And I do also want to send a big shout out to the Writer 750. I received a wonderful card from Dr. Heather Schultz, or Heather Schultz, but she's a doctor. She has a doctorate. And I wanted to send a big shout out to her and the Writer 750, Christian Fried, and all his books. Please check out Christian Fried books. He's a Christian writer. Please check him out. And also a new book that I've read is called 1 Foot in Eden by local author Ron Rash. Please check out his book and his books. And a big shout out to AJ, manager of Barnes & Noble's in Triangle Town Center, for allowing my book of closure to be there. A couple of books and hopefully more to come to be at your bookstore. I know they're online, but just to you allow a few books to be there, I want to say I commend you and your staff for allowing me to go and sign my book and everything. And I hope to do book events in the future. And sorry, my allergies. And many more things to come. But thank you for tuning in to the Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for Podcasters, parentheses variety, the Daily with Sil Stein variety, because we'll also talk about Broadway and entertainment next time. And but thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. I hope to do another podcast tomorrow, and I hope that you all have a blessed day. Thank you for joining me on the Daily with Sil Stein. Don't forget to enjoy your cup of coffee, the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. And have a blessed one. Shout out to all my friends, family. Love you guys. God bless.